Marcel Mfuchi.
Hello, Shetabile. Good morning and thanks for joining us for this edition of Morning Sports. In our top stories, the 2024 Paris Olympics officially gets underway this Friday with a widely ambitious waterborne opening ceremony on the Seine. Gymnasts from the 10 regions of Cameroon will converge on Yaoundé this Saturday for the conclusion of the 2024 gymnastic sports season, featuring finals in both collective and individual series. And out of the country, some top European leagues and the Global Players Union have decided to sue FIFA over what they term its abuse of dominance. The 2024 Paris Olympics will officially get underway this Friday with a widely ambitious waterborne opening ceremony on the Seine, featuring boats for each national delegation. Team Cameroon, which will be making its 16th consecutive appearance at the Summer Olympics, will enter the competition on Saturday with swimmer Grace Manuela Ngelu set to compete in the women's 50-meter freestyle. The head of mission for Team Cameroon in Paris, David Ojong, believes the athletes have prepared well and are ready to begin competing.
We started our training camp in Edmond, not far from Paris. We had four of our athletes there. That is the two swimmers, Sopimbela, and also the 400 hurdles lady, Linda Angunu. She was with us there before leaving to Rouen, where she is continuing her training. And on the 20th, we came to the Olympic Village. And from here, our athletes are training very well with their coaches and also the medical staff that is working with them at this moment. Esimi and Mrs. Angunu will arrive Paris on the 26th. And when they get here, we'll have our full team with us. And a team will pursue till the beginning of the competition. That will be on the 27th with the swimmer. We'll start the competition on that day. All of them are in a very good state of mind. As for Esime, you know, he was in Tokyo and this is his second participation in the Olympic Games. For Angunu, this is her first participation, but she has been in so many high-level competitions. She knows most of her challenges here. The two swimmers who are coming on invitation were at the World Swimming Championships, so they know actually all what is going on at this high-level competition. So we believe that everything will be good for them as well. So I believe that all of them, they know with whom they are going to compete. They've been seeing them, if not in competitions, in all the videos that are being shown to them by their coaches. I think they are in a good state of mind to start the competition.
Apart from swimming, athletics and judo, Cameroon will also be represented in table tennis by Sarah Hamfunana, one of the most experienced athletes on the team. Alfred Bagega Asobo, the president of the Cameroon Table Tennis Federation, is confident that the table tennis star can make Cameroonians proud in the women's singles. He spoke to our reporter, Ben Collins, Nyeberewo.
I'm grateful to Sarah Hanfu, who has been investing herself so much. When Sarah qualified immediately, we had a plan of preparation for the Olympics. She had to attend training camps with some very, very qualified coaches, and she had to participate in competition organized by the ITTF, the WTT contender. Participation first. It is already a great, great, great achievement because you have so many champions who could not participate in the Olympics. So for Sarah, it is already something very, very good. Of course, we would like her to go further, better than what she did in Tokyo. Go to the round of 16, why not 8? Those who are the best in table tennis, they are from Asia. China, you have Japan, you have Korea and so on. It might be difficult.
But we remain hopeful.
Of course, in sports, everything is possible. When you believe in yourself, it's possible. And we do think that Sarah can make it. Sarah announced that she will be retiring after this Olympics. And we say, okay, Sarah, you have done a lot. We are proud of what you have been doing for table tennis, for the sports in general in Cameroon. I can even say in Africa, Sarah will be leaving tomorrow. The future is bright. Batix is coming. Kula Winnie is coming. We have another Bayo, Mathieu. And that the future of table tennis in Cameroon is something very brilliant. And we can believe in it.
Away from the Olympics, semi-final matches of the Handball Cup of Cameroon will take place this Saturday in Yaoundé. In the men's category, fans will face Renaissance of Douala, while FAB will entertain Friendship of Yaoundé in the other semi-final. In the women's category, Tonne Kalara Club of Yaoundé will play against Diva of Bafoussam, and fans will take on FAB for a place in the final. In the following report, Ben Collins Nyeberewo looks at the stakes of this weekend's matchups.
Divas handball girls of Bavusam that finished fourth last year will be travelling to Yaoundé to face defending cup winners, Tonne Kalara Club, who are bent on returning the trophy. The Kalara girls beat Fondation André Nziko fans to lift the 2023 trophy of the Cup of Cameroon. Fans will face FAP of Yaoundé in one of the most crucial semi-final games. The handball girls of the Army and Police Force, who missed last year's final, we want to do everything possible to avoid the errors of the past. In the men's category, defending cup winners, fans will confront newcomers, Renaissance Handball Club of Douala. On paper, it is seemingly an easy task for the Yaoundé-based handball club, who will be aiming for yet another final to win and consolidate their grip on the trophy. But Renaissance Handball Club will not leave from Douala and travel to Yaoundé on a safari trip. Runners-up of last year, FAP of Yaoundé will take on city rivals, Friendship Handball Club. Players and staff of FAP are hoping for another final to correct last year's mistake for the trophy.
Thank you, Ben Collins, Nyeberuo. In gymnastics, the 2024 gymnastics sports season will conclude this Saturday in Yaoundé with finals in both collective and individual series. Gymnasts from the 10 regions of Cameroon will converge on the National Institute of Youth and Sports for the event, which will also feature artistic gymnastics. The maiden edition of a football competition christened the Santa Youth Holiday Championship has kicked off in Santa in the Northwest region. The tournament, sponsored by some natives of the area, is aimed at detecting talents and fostering a culture of living together among the populace, as you tell us, Clenis Ayombom Abengo.
Santa's subdivision is made up of 13 villages, and those taking part in the maiden edition of the Santa Youth Holiday Championship mostly come from Santa, Bay, and Pinyin. They have formed 8 teams, drawn into 2 groups of 4. The games of the tournament are taking place at the Santa School Field, and the championship is being sponsored by some Sons of the Soil with the intention of rallying the youths, identifying and promoting their talents during the holiday period.
Mubashi Marshall is my name. I am the organizing secretary of the competition. The cup donor has promised that the competition has come to stay, that if the Santa population embraces the competition well, then he is going to do well to continue with the competition to any level.
In the match day one results, Bay Strikers separated on a 0-0 tie with Magic Club FC. Landmark FC beat Young Boys FC by 2-1, while Drivers FC trashed SA United FC by 3-0. Other games have been scheduled for the days ahead, and the competition will run to September 1st, 2024. Clenis Ayombom Abengo, CRTV News, Bamenda.
And out of the country, top European leagues, including the Premier League and Global Players Union, FIFPro, have decided to launch legal action against the world governing body, FIFA, over its abuse of dominance in the game. The European leagues, which represents 39 leagues and 1,130 clubs in 33 countries, say it is filing a complaint to the European Commission to protect the welfare of players. Details with journalism student on internship, Pewe Joe.
The European League, which represents 39 leagues and 1,130 clubs in 33 countries, are launching legal actions to the European Commission to protect the welfare of players. A FIFPro statement says the international calendar is now beyond saturation, unsustainable for the national leagues, and poses a risk to the health of players. The statement adds further that FIFA's decision over the last years have repeatedly favored its own competitions and commercial interests, neglecting its responsibilities as a world governing body, and harms the economic interests of national leagues and the welfare of players. According to these top European leagues, FIFA has consistently refused to include national leagues and player unions in its decision-making process, a move they think legal action is the only responsible step needed for European leagues and player unions to protect football, its ecosystem, and its workforce. These European leagues include the English Premier League, the Scottish Professional Football League, Serie A, and Bundesliga. La Liga is not a member but is joining the action.
Pewe Joe drawing the curtains on today's edition of the 7:30 a.m. Sports News, read by Marcel Mfochie. Back to you, Sheta.